വെൽക്കം സ്റ്റുഡൻസ്, മൈസെൽഫ് പി എം തങ്കച്ചൻ, ACS2 കൽപ്പകം. ടുഡേ വി ആർ ഗോയിങ് ടു ഡിസ്കസ് ക്ലാസ് 10 സയൻസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ 15 അവർ എൻവയോൺമെന്റ്. ദിസ് ഈസ് ദ ഫസ്റ്റ് മോഡ്യൂൾ ഓഫ് ദിസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ. ചിൽഡ്രൻ, ഹാവ് യു ഹേർഡ് ദ വേർഡ് എൻവയോൺമെന്റ്? യെസ്, വി ഹാവ് ഹേർഡ് ദ വേർഡ് എൻവയോൺമെന്റ്, often being used on the television, newspapers, and by people around us. There is a lot of discussion on the environmental issues. Global summits involved the developed and developing countries are regularly held to discuss the environmental issues. Then, what is meant by environment? The environment includes our physical surroundings like air, water bodies, soil, and all the organisms such as plants, animals, human beings, and microorganisms. In this chapter, we shall be studying how various factors in the environment interact with each other and how we impact the environment. In class 9, we saw how different materials are cycled in the environment in separate biogeochemical cycles. Now, do you remember the biogeochemicals that you studied in class 9? These cycles are nitrogen cycle, carbon cycle, oxygen cycle, and water cycle. In these cycles, essential nutrients like nitrogen, carbon, oxygen, and water are changed from one form to another. We shall now see how human activities affect these cycles. All of you know that we add a lot of waste materials to the environment due to our human activities. What happens when we add waste to the environment? In our daily activities, we generate a lot of materials that are thrown away. Many of these materials cannot be decomposed by the microorganisms. Why? You know that the food we eat is digested by various enzymes in our body. The enzymes are specific in their action. Specific enzymes are needed for the breakdown of a particular substance. That is why we do not get any energy if we try to eat coal. Because of this, many human-made materials like plastics will not be broken down by the action of bacteria or other saprophytes. Due to the absence of specific enzymes to decompose these materials, remain in this world for a very long time. These materials will be acted upon by physical processes like heat and pressure, but under ambient conditions found in our environment, these materials persist for a long time. We can say that these materials are non-biodegradable. That means non-biodegradable materials cannot be decomposed by the microbes that we are calling them as the decomposers. Only biodegradable materials can be decomposed by the microorganisms. So, we can classify the materials into two categories. One biodegradable and the other one non-biodegradable. Substances that are broken down by biological processes are said to be biodegradable. There are a lot of examples we can give for the biodegradable materials, like vegetable peel, paper, leather, leaves, wood, etc. Those substances that are not broken down by biological processes are said to be non-biodegradable. These substances may be inert and simply persist in the environment for a long time or may harm the various members of the ecosystem. Children, you can give a lot of examples for the non-biodegradable materials. Some of the examples are plastic, glass, pesticides like DDT, etc. Next, we are going to discuss about the ecosystem. What is an ecosystem? All organisms such as plants, animals, microorganisms, and human beings, as well as the physical surroundings, interact with each other and maintain a balance in nature. All the interacting organisms in an area, together with the non-living constituents of the environment, form an ecosystem. So we can say that in an ecosystem, the physical surroundings are there, living organisms are there, and their interaction is there, and there's a proper balance is there in the nature because of their interaction between the living and the non-living things. Then, what are the components of an ecosystem? An ecosystem consists of biotic components comprising living organisms and abiotic components comprising physical factors like temperature, rainfall, wind, soil, and minerals. So we can tell that there are two types of components. One is biotic components and the other one is abiotic components. Once again, I am telling the biotic components are the living organisms, plants, animals, the microorganisms, all this comprises the biotic components. There are abiotic factors like temperature, rainfall, wind, soil, and minerals. Next, we are going to discuss in detail about the biotic and the abiotic components of the ecosystem. The biotic components, we can classify them into different categories. First one is the producers. Who are the producers? In an ecosystem, you know that plants are the producers because the plants, they can synthesize their food materials from the inorganic materials in the presence of sunlight and in the presence of the chlorophyll. They can able to prepare the food. That is why they are called as the producers. So, all the green plants and certain blue-green algae which can produce food by photosynthesis are called the producers. They can make organic compounds like sugar and starch from inorganic substances using the radiant energy of the sun in the presence of chlorophyll. So, all the plants are coming in the category of the producers. They can able to produce the food materials. They are autotrophs. Now, the next category, that is the consumers. Who are the consumers? Those organisms which consume the food produced either directly from producers or indirectly by feeding on other consumers. These organisms can be classified as consumers. The consumers can be classified into different categories. The first one is herbivores. Herbivores are the plant-eating animals. They eat plant and plant products. Example, rabbit, deer, cow, etc. The second group, that is the carnivores. The carnivores are eating other animals. Children, can you give some examples for the carnivores? Yes, there are many examples we can give, like a tiger, lion, cheetah, etc. The next category is omnivores. Omnivores are the animals eat both plants and animals. Example, human beings, birds. You know that we are omnivores, we human beings. We are omnivores because we are eating the plants, plant products, as well as the animals, the flesh, egg, all the animal products also we are taking. Now, another category, that is the parasites. They take ready-made food from other plants or animals. Example, cascuta, tapeworm. These are some of the examples of the parasites. Now, next group, they are the decomposers. Okay. These decomposers are the microorganisms comprising bacteria and fungi. They break down the dead remains and the waste products of organisms. These microorganisms are the decomposers as they break down the complex organic substances into simple inorganic substances that go into the soil and are used up once more by the plants. The decomposers are responsible for the natural replenishment of the soil. What is meant by natural replenishment of the soil? That means the materials are decomposing and they will become simple inorganic materials, and again the plants, they can able to absorb it, they can use it. That is called as the replenishment. So it is taking place naturally. That is the natural replenishment of the soil is taking place due to the action of the microorganisms. Next, we are going to discuss the classification of the ecosystems. Ecosystems can be classified into two categories, natural and human-made ecosystems. The human-made ecosystems are also called as artificial ecosystems. Natural ecosystems are natural, self-sustainable, and complete. Example, forest, pond, lake. Artificial ecosystems are man-made. They are not self-sustainable and incomplete. Example, aquarium, garden, crop field. Why do we consider garden an ecosystem? In a garden, we can see different plants such as grasses, trees, flower-bearing plants like rose, jasmine, sunflower, and animals like frogs, insects, and birds. All these living organisms interact with each other, and their growth, reproduction, and other activities are affected by the abiotic components of ecosystem. So, a garden is an ecosystem. Now, why do we consider an aquarium as an artificial ecosystem? Aquarium is a human-made ecosystem. We have to provide everything to the fishes kept in an aquarium. And also, we have to clean it regularly. It is incomplete and not self-sustainable. So, it is an artificial ecosystem. Children, today we discussed the environment, ecosystem, components of the ecosystem, and examples for natural and human-made ecosystems. More details of this chapter, the environment, we will discuss in the next module. Thank you.